It's January 17, the anniversary of the debut of this cartoon character. Yes, the first Popeye comic strip appeared on this day in 1929. John Lennon wrote the lyrics to a Beatles classic on this day in 1967. Apparently, it all started with the piano chord that Paul played for him. John wrote A Day in the Life with a newspaper resting on the piano. There's a pretty special birthday topping the Jan 17 list. Betty White is 98. Her career spans over 75 years, with the highlight being her days on the Golden Girls.
It refers to the kind of person you don't want to share your hootin' coggles with.
Rose, if you say one more of those stupid words,
I'll let out your tubin' burbles!
James Earl Jones turns 89 today. What a voice. Of course, he provided the voice for Darth Vader.
Let me guess, you like Star Wars.
Australian magazine editor, television host, businesswoman and former Australian of the Year, Ida Buttrose, is 78.
I don't get confused about what Ida Buttrose is. I suppose I, first of all, consider myself as a journalist.
Susanna Hoffs, lead singer and guitarist with hit 80s group The Bangles, turns 61.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Jim Carrey celebrates his 58th birthday. The rubber-faced comedic actor is best remembered for the films Dumb and Dumber, Ace Ventura, and The Mask.
You were good, kid, real good. But as long as I'm around, you'll always be second best, see?
An Australian netball champion, Liz Ellis, is 47 today. She captained Australia through the 90s and early 2000s.
I had always said that if I got the opportunity to captain Australia, then I needed to use that position to get better conditions for the players.
Finally, the boxer regarded as one of the greatest sports stars of all time was born on this day in 1942. Cassius Clay took the heavyweight world by storm, winning 217 of 228 bouts as Muhammad Ali. He died aged 74 in 2016.
I have wrestled with an alligator. I done tussled with a whale.
Muhammad Ali, born on January 17.